as opposed to my big podcast. So what? You spilled the water.
Okay.
So you know it's been a long night. So I'm sorry. I'm just doing this episode at 12:20 a.m. and I'm tired. I have to get up early for my tax appointment. So I'm gonna do like a quick lighting up Friday Q&A for you guys before I close my little eyes. So I still want to give you guys a podcast episode tonight because I don't like
missing, you know, episodes with you guys. I feel bad when I don't like. Listen, pick that up. I feel bad when like I miss an episode or something. So I'm just trying. Oh my god! So I'm just trying to, you know, make sure that. Before I go to bed, so you want to pick something to watch on TV? Yeah. Where the remote at? You say you don't. So anyway. Okay. So I'm gonna get into this Q&A. I'm so sorry, guys.
And then,
hey, and then I have to go to bed because my daughter is wide awake at midnight and she needs to be asleep. So, let me get into this right quick. Madison, what'd you do to the TV? Oh, there we go. Okay, so I found a cute Q&A I want to do with you guys. Random questions because, you know, every Friday at night I love to do the Q&As just because I think the cute... Oh, they're skating, Madison. Just because I think the Q&As are cute. And I get really into them. I'm sorry, guys. I'm pausing because my daughter just put the channel on figure skating. And I can't remember the last time I seen a figure skating. Like, do you remember Michelle Kwan? That little famous, like, figure skater back in the day? She has such a good background story. But I haven't watched ice skating in so long. So sorry, I'm in a blank stare right now. But the first question is on the Q&A is, does love mean sex or is more than just sex? I think love is more than just sex. I don't think you can just say love is just, love doesn't mean anything. I think love is way more than sex because I feel like in relationships, that shouldn't always be your top priority. You know, your relationship has to be on a deeper relationship than just worrying about sex all the time. Otherwise, it's not going to last because that's all it's based on. So I don't think that's that important. But some people think differently about it. So what do you consider yourself, either an old or modern fashioned person? I consider myself to be modern fashioned. I don't consider myself to be old fashioned. I'm not like acting like I'm from the 1970s or something. That's just crazy. And do you think love results in heartbreaks or do it glue hearts? Who came up with these? Sounds like a fifth grader wrote this. Or do it glue hearts? Really? Wouldn't it be, or does it glue hearts? What? I feel like a fifth grader wrote these Q&A questions. But anyway, I don't think all love results in heartbreak. No, it just depends who you choose to date, the outcome of your situation, and how you handle it. If you meet the right person, you won't get your heart broken. If you keep meeting the same type of people and dating them, you'll keep getting your heart broken. It's that simple. I've been there.
Hey, Latte.
It's not Delonte, it's the podcast.
Hey, podcast.
Do you
prefer...
No. Delonte at work. I'll tell him you said hi. I'll text him and tell him you said hi. Do you prefer love or trust and mention its reason as well? Jesus. I mean, I want love, but at the same token, you kind of want trust, too, because... If you can't trust the person you love, then what is the point, right? So, I kind of, if I had to really, really pick, I'd rather have to trust because if I love you and don't trust you, then it's like kind of pointless. So, I just want trust. Can love happen without trust? No, of course not. That's not even, that's, what kind of question is that? It's just, that's, it's just, who wrote these questions? They, some of these questions are really silly, but that's not Dante. Love cannot happen without trust, because without trust, you have no relationship. Is first sight love a true one or a mere crush? To me, a mere crush. I honestly, I don't know if I believe in love at first sight. I'm not going to look at somebody on the street and go, I think I'm in love. That's just my personal opinion. I really would have to get to know that person on a deeper level. So I think it's a mere crush. All right. If you get a chance, then you would save the life of a homeless person. Of not mention the reason as well. Who? Oh, my God, guys. These questions feel like they've been written by a fifth grader, but Lord. Would I save the life of a homeless person or not? Of course I would. Why not? I mean, I'm CPR certified. I'm in the medical field. I'm obligated to do these things. And so if I see somebody, you know, and they need their life saved, I'm obligated to do that. And even if I wasn't in the medical field, I would still do it, because why would I let somebody, you know, die and I'm standing right there? I'm not going to do that, obviously. I wouldn't want somebody to do that to me. What are the things that you wish to have at the moment? Oh, peace, sleep, and quiet. But I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, that's definitely what I need. I need a spa day where it's just peace, quiet, and no noise. What are the things that you would prefer to have in the future? I think in the future I just prefer to be, I want to be married and have another baby. Those are, like, the main things I want to do in the future. If you were able to do something special at the moment, what would it be? Right now, if I would do something special, I'd be with my boyfriend, cuddled up on the couch, watching movies, and that'd be special to me right now. Would you like to have friends of the nature exactly same as your own? What? Would I like to have friends of the nature exactly? I mean, I guess so. I don't really understand that question, so I don't know. What do you think? Is money a real source of happiness, or can it be others as well? I don't think money is a real source of happiness. A lot of people have money, like, especially celebrities,
hey,
they are not happy.
Mommy.
Oh, my God.
No, mommy.
They are not happy with themselves, and the money just destroyed them. So I don't think money equates to happiness. And I think there's other things that can make you happy besides money. Do you expect something in return from the people with whom you are nice, or do you do it as free? I do it as free will. I don't expect anything. I'm going to be nice to you. What am I going to expect from you? I'm not that kind of person. Like, when, you know, you, if I'm nice to you, I don't want anything in return. I just hope that I've made your day, and that is what makes me feel good. Would you like to get hurt by a person whom you love the most? Well, who would want to get... These are the most stupidest questions. Who would want to get hurt by a person they love the most? Of course I wouldn't want to get hurt by somebody I love the most. Okay, well, let's change it. So, of course I wouldn't want to get hurt by a person I love the most. That's just silly. Would you prefer to get hurt by a person whom you trust the most? Of course not. Okay, is a fifth grader to write these? I know I keep saying that, but this is crazy. It's not Delonte. He's at work. So, of course not. What are the things that you care the most and you think are hardest to lose? What are the things you care about the most? I think the hardest thing to lose in life is your dignity. Once you lose your dignity, it's, like, hard to get it back, to me. So you have to always have integrity and make sure you do the right things. And never compromise who you are for anybody. Why you never gave up? I never gave up on anything in life, because, like, you can't give up. You got to keep pushing until you get that end result. So never give up on yourself. Why would you ever give... do you lose hope quickly, or hope sustains your life? Sometimes I lose hope quickly and sometimes I don't. It just really depends on the situation. If you are alone at home and you don't have any friends to hang out with, what would you do? Watch TV, spend time with my daughter, a ton of things I could do. Who are people with whom you love to hang around or go on long trips? God, probably my friends that I grew up with, my boyfriend, and my family. Do you think love is only a romantic nature, or can it be for people whom you care for as well? Love, of course you can love somebody romantically, but you can just randomly love your friends or family too, so, yeah. If you get a chance to change any instant in the past week, month, or year, what would you change and why? Right now, at this point, I don't think I would change anything. In this moment, I'm just thinking about it. I don't think I would change anything. I mean, everything right now is good in my life, so I don't want to say that. To whom would you prefer to donate money, either to an organization who is working for the homeless people or an organization who is working for welfare children? Probably both. I'm sorry, I have to say both. Like, I would help the homeless and I would help the welfare of children. Whom would you save from drowning in the ocean if you get a chance? Either one of your family members or your lover. Mention reasons, but depends if who I'm with. If I'm like, if it's my child or something in that water, I'm sorry, my child is gonna get saved first. That's just not happen. I'm not gonna let my child die. But if it's like me and my lover on a vacation or he drowning, then of course I'm gonna save him. But of course nobody comes over my child, so she would have to get saved first. When was the last time when you actually revealed your feelings for someone you loved, and what made you reveal your feelings? Well, I reveal my feelings to my boyfriend every day, so that's nothing new. He's used to me being sappy through text messages or on the phone. He's used to that. That's every single day. What was the answer of the first person whom did you propose? Well, I've never proposed to anybody, so I don't know anything about that. What was the hardest thing that you ever revealed to date? Probably my mental illness. Do you like to tell lies or you go for the truth forever without thinking of the consequences? Well, clearly I go for the truth, because who wants to lie? I don't see the point in lying. It's going to catch up to you eventually. Whom do you love the most in the world? My daughter. Whom do you hate the most in the world? I don't really hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. I dislike some people, but I don't hate anybody. Would you like your best friend to have feelings for you beyond just being friends? Madison. I'm talking a little bit. Here's your milk. Okay. It says, would you like your best friend to have feelings for you beyond just being friends? Of course not, because that'd be kind of creepy and weird. What are you whining for, son? Where your diaper at? So, of course not, that'd be weird. Do you think best friends can be best couple? Of course, because that's your friend and they know everything about you. You know everything about them, so I think it will work out. But sometimes it doesn't, but I think it'd be... They always say it's easier to date someone that's a friend anyway, so it could work. Do you think best friends... Oh, yeah. I just read that. Oops. Think of the last dead person that you know and know if... And now, if you have a chance to bring him such her for an hour a day, would you share love with him? I probably would bring my grandpa back and my nanny, because I miss them so much, and I would just want to tell them everything and just be there for them more, you know? So, I think that's important. If you ever get catch in an emergency situation and you have a chance to make a single phone call, to whom would you attempt calling? Well, gosh, probably my mom. But if I'm like out of town, my boyfriend. When heading to work, you're encountering a situation that you need to help out. For instance, a cat is stuck on top of a tree. Your boss has threatened to fire you if you get late to work again. Do you risk saving the cat's life? Why or not? Well, my boss would never fire me because he's not like that. But he's just totally not like that at all. But I probably would say I don't like cats, but in the same token, if a cat was dying, I probably would save it, even though I don't really care for cats. I'm more of a dog person, but yeah, I probably would help. You have news from your family physician that your situation is getting worse and you have only a few days left to live. Would you tell everyone that what's going to happen next? I think I just live every day like it's my last and just tell everybody, my family and friends, the truth about what's going on with me. I mean, you gotta tell the truth about it. You gotta face it at some point. It'd be hard, but I'd rather just tell everybody what's going on and just live my last days, you know, having a great time. If you are a billionaire and don't have a spouse or kids, to whom would you leave your entire wealth and property to? I'd probably leave it to a good organization that would help, like, kids or something. I probably would do that. If your coworker has been sacked from job due to downsizing of the company, he has to support a big family. Would you try to help your coworker financially in such crisis, or would you leave him or her in such situation? I wouldn't leave them necessarily, but I would help them as much as I could. But if I have my own bills and own family, I can't do but so much. But I would try to help them the best way possible. And if I couldn't help them, I probably would try to raise money at the job and things like that and do like a collection for them. But yeah. So let me see. Do I have more questions I want to do? I guess we can do a couple more questions. Do you fall in love often? Obviously, nope. I've only loved like maybe 2 or 3 people my whole life, because I've only been like in maybe 3 serious relationships. This is like the 3rd one, I believe. Yeah, so I haven't been in that many serious relationships. Actually, scratch that. I would say this is my 2nd serious relationship. I don't want to say 3, because this is like my longest 2nd one. So yeah. Do you like to have coffee or tea? I like both, but lately I've been drinking green tea a lot. What is the last movie you watched? I can't even remember, because I don't really watch movies lately like that. I said I was going to do one this weekend. Which sport do you play with a passion? Well, growing up, I used to love playing basketball. Man, I used to want to say I'm going to join the basketball team. Needless to say, I never did it, but it was my favorite sport. What is your favorite food? Steak or pizza? Do you share your favorite food with anyone else? My daughter. I share all my foods with her, so anything that I eat, she wants, so she's going to eat it, so I got to share it. Does your partner cook your favorite food for you? My boyfriend does not know how to cook, so it's like when I go to his house, I'm cooking or I'm doing everything. He cook a little bit, but not really cook, so it's basically me cooking all the time. So, I took this diaper off. So, and who is your best friend? I don't really have a best friend besides my mom, probably my boyfriend. I have friends, but I don't really have like a best friend that I tell all my stuff to, anything like that. When I was in high school, I did, but I don't really have someone that I consider a best friend. I have friends, but not a best friend. How is your behavior with new people you meet? I'm a little shy when I first meet people, but once I get to know them, I kind of open up a little bit more. Do you read any novels? I read a lot of romance and like nonfiction novels and stuff like that. What is my favorite book? Oh God, I have so many books that I like to read. There's this one book called Jason and Kara. It made me cry when I read it. The first time I ever cried reading a book. Do you have any pets? I have no pets, but I want to get a dog. My boyfriend has a dog. We want to get another dog together, so I don't know. What is my favorite movie? Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What's my favorite TV show? Oh God, I like a lot of old TV shows like Good Times and The Jeffersons and stuff like that. I know I'm in my 20s, but I like old TV shows. There's just something about them. What are you doing at the moment? Doing this Q&A with you guys and looking at TV. What do I do the most before bed? Probably just relax. Do you like to be free or busy doing something? Both. Sometimes I like to be free. Other times I like to be doing something. Just depends. Alright. What will you do by tonight? By the end of the night? Probably go to bed because I'm tired. What is the time when you get to sleep? Usually during the week it's about 10:30, 11. On the weekends it might be 12, 11:30. I can't hang up late anymore since I have my daughter, so I'm always in the bed early. My body won't let me hang. I think it's a mixture of having a child and just waking up early for work. It just won't let me. My body won't let me stay up late. Are you missing anyone at the moment? Yes, my boyfriend. I'm always missing him though. Alright guys, so I'm gonna end this Q&A because it's late. It's midnight and I have to get to bed so I can get up and make this tax appointment. Otherwise I have to reschedule and I don't wanna have to do that. So I'm gonna catch you guys later. I hope you enjoy your Friday night. Sorry for the late podcast. So much is going on, just doing my hair and everything else. So I hope you enjoyed this lighten up Friday. This is part 6. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy your rest of your Friday night. And I'm signing off, and I will talk to you guys in the morning.